might say that. I'd say that we've all got a record with Kenny on it. We had 20 here. We lost 100 on the airplane somewhere. They're all sold out. There's a up on the bulletin board. There's an address where you can send to Bay Records and get it. We're sorry we don't have them. We're a little slow this morning. We had a long night last night.
We set a record last night.
Last night was really dumb.
Sure was.
Never think of that as night, though. It's always a nice
moment. Are we ready?
Yeah. Sure.
Are we ready?
Yeah, I guess we're ready.
I got a deal. You want to check it out?
Yeah.
Time out. Kenny has perfect pitch.
Play the mean second base, too.
While Kenny's tuning, I think you know Jim Ringer down there. He's been in the band. There you are. He and Kenny and I were the first three people in this band, and then Harry Liedstrand came along. He's our short German violinist. And that's Carrie Long on the mandolin over there. I'm Ron Tinkler.
Guess I've been eating too many hamburgers too, huh, Ken?
Guess you have.
Okay, anytime now.
Thank you. Woods up here with us. And,
sure. Oh, yeah.
We're going to ask
Doug, Jenny,
a couple of friends string of ours
come up and join us.
We thought we'd add a little color to our group.
Deborah,
a little sunshine. This is part of the Highwood String Band.
Back here on spoons.
Real good lady fiddler with us.
It's Robinson County.
Robinson County.
Oh, well,
right.
They'll tell us when they get one.
But if you want a record, you might send to Mike Cogan, Bay Records, 5801 Margarito Drive in Oakland, California. So you can...
This here's his favorite Angeline the Baker.
This here's a sing-along tune. Third verse is the hardest.
Third
watch out.
The hardest, yeah.
Angeline the Baker, Angeline the Baker, Angeline the Baker. pies, Ashley.
Pretty ones out there.
Yeah.
That old sunshine really gets our spirits.
Yeah, I guess
we'll get 10 or 10.
I guess we should put moonshine on the, you know. Sure does make us feel good.
Sure does.
Am I going by yourself, Ken?
Well,
you want to do a song?
Okay, I don't mind, but You're a big help. You cover up my mistakes. That's... Hey. Come on.
Little Rabbit,
yeah, all right. Are you ready?
Keep that little rabbit out of the peacocks.
Boy, that's... Woo. Time out.
I would do one more. We sure want to thank all the people here at Fox Hollow for letting us play, too. We appreciate it. Sunshine just gets right to our screens.
Looks like California around here.
Yeah.
Oh, winter.
Okay. Thank you.
Music. It's called the Internet. 60 years ago.
Okay, Bob, Bob.
You'll recognize a lot of tunes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, another surprise from Montreal, Quebec. The famous fiddler from...
Okay. I'll tell
sorry.
You, I'm really proud to present a good friend of mine. To give you an idea what this man is like, we're driving down last night from Canada in the car this morning, and Jean was telling me, you know, about the things he did, and he said, when I was a kid, sometimes I was really scared. Now I remember, he said, standing on the street corners and being really hungry. And he said, there are not many people who know what that's like. And he said, once I went by this little restaurant and I heard, that's the theme from Barbara Seville. So I was so taken by the music, I was 9 years old. And I went to the man and I said, where is that? And he said, well, that you put a nickel in that machine and the record will play. And he said, I had no money, so I went. So the whole day I planned how I could get bottles and things to get nickels so I could put into that machine so I could hear this music. So his love for music is incredible. You're going to hear him play now for you. This is some of Coleman's tunes that John will play. And one starts off with Bird in the Tree, and it's on an album that we've recorded. Okay. Jean wants to announce it. This is medley of Strathspeys and reel. Well, it comes originally from Scotland, but they've been played in Cape Breton a long time. A lot of the tunes were preserved when the Scottish people were driven out of the Highlands after the Battle of Culloden, when the Highlands were cleared out, and they came to Cape Breton. And they've preserved the Gaelic and a lot of the dances. So here's Strathspeys and reels. This is something French to finish, and we're just making some French jokes there. I won't translate; they would be X-rated. Yank Saint Bering, we say. He's gonna play that just on one bearing. This is by Malouin, and it's called Reel de Rimouski. He was a very good fiddler who, unfortunately, it's funny, you know, good fiddlers usually lose at fiddlers' contests. Do you believe that Jean Carignan has lost fiddlers' contests? That'll tell you where fiddlers' contests are at. Anyway. Okay. Thanks very much. Jean will be on tonight. Jean will be on tonight. He'll give a full concert, so we can't take any more time because we'll run behind. We probably are late now.
Okay, and now directly from the northwestern part of Quebec, a competition dance contest between two lumberjack, the 6-bit Irlandais. Thank you very much. And now, from the far eastern part of Quebec, les Îles de Madagascar.
And the others.
Hi there. Hello, others. They call me Jim Ringer in the Kicking and Swinging Gathering. Answer my lover's call, but it was useless as well.
good folk singers learn songs from their grannies. And I learned a lot of songs from my granny. I learned a lot of things from my grandpa, too, but it wasn't musical. California, which is, yay! Fresno is where all the Okies and Arkies live at Miss Bakersfield in the fog. And it's just full of little country western bars and stuff like that. And anytime you need a drink, you go into these country western bars and sing really sad tearjerkers. And these truck drivers and loggers and everything, they just shell out and buy drinks all night. This song here, I've
it's better than welfare.
Yeah, it's good for a whole night's drink in just one time. Shall I just start it singing it?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I sit here in this old folks' home, my hair just as white as snow. And I remember back when I was young again, and everything was jolly. Kids of mine are grown up now, they ride every now and then. Ah, but each new letter brings memories of all our fun and folly. My sister did the digging, brother beat the drum, and baby rocked her dolly, baby rocked her dolly. The man across the hall is a lonely man, he never tell him all about our kids when he's feeling melancholy.
God rest her soul, she's gone on before me. I bet she told the Lord about all the times our house was filled with folly. My sister did the digging, brother beat the drum, baby rocked her dolly, baby rocked her dolly. Every night I pray for them kids of mine, I wish they was here with me. And before I die, Lord, let me see a sight to make me jolly. Sister do the digging, brother beat the drum, baby rock her dolly, baby rock her dolly, baby rock her dolly, baby rock her dolly.
I know it's not polite to drink on stage, but we really got dumb last night and drank a whole lot, and we're desperate today. Let's do Smokey Joe. This is a song I made up about an old man that I knew when I was a little kid. Up outside Fresno, there was an Indian reservation that I spent a lot of time on. And just off the reservation, an old hermit lived named Smokey Joe. And he wouldn't let anyone, he lived in a cave, and he wouldn't let anyone in his cave except me and this one little Indian boy that I run around with all the time. And he taught us a lot about fishing and a little bit about what kind of berries and so forth are edible. Quite a guy. But quite often with people that are a little different, everyone's afraid of them and they make up stories about them. And Smokey Joe, according to the stories, had a lot of money hid out. So a couple of guys came up and caught him back in his cave, and they tortured him for about 3 days, I think, trying to make him tell where the money was that he didn't have. And then they went off and left him dying. I don't know what to call it except Smokey Joe. Thank you.
nobody knew you but me and your friends, the rabbits and the birds and the squirrels, and the red man's Anita and the scrub oak and pine were all that you loved in this world. An old empty hole in the side of a mountain was the only home you ever knew. And if daylight don't
conference here.
Can you remember that?
Jim's gonna write a tune on the stage.
You'll get it.
What the hell?
My newest composition, a country western smash.
Thank you.
very much.
That was Jim Ringer and Friends. You'll notice this afternoon that one...
Hi. They're bringing me a chair to
are.
Sit
you
stuff
put on.
On. Yes, not myself.
Okay,
thank
why don't you,
you
just keep
you.
This voice microphone, the,
yes.
the instrument microphone,
yes.
I'll give you the instrument microphone. On the voice microphone.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
You got that?
Works everything out just fine. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I got one for you to sing along on the chorus with. Some of you ought to know it out there. It's real easy to pick up on. Old country song. I get a lot of argument about it, especially from certain quarters, about whether this is really a Carter Family song or not. I think it is, though I don't have any definite proof. Sounds like one anyhow. Anyhow, it's real simple. That was before I met you. I thought I had seen handsome men in my time. That was before I met you. I never saw one that I wanted for mine. That was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. Well, I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved. That was before I met you. I wanted to ramble and always be free. That was before I met you. I said there was no man ever hold me. That was before I met you. Well, I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. Well, I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved. That was before I met you. You gotta do better than that. They say we must reap just what we have sown. Darling, I hope it's not true. Cause once I had plans of living alone. That was before I met you. Loud and clear, all I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. Thought I could never be blue. Well, I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved. That was before I met you. Thank you. I want to sing you a song that I've been singing for kind of a long time for me. That means I learned it more than 3.5 years ago, which means I learned it before I went to California and discovered that there was all this beautiful old music around that I never knew about before. Most of the songs I learned before that, I must admit, weren't really worth learning too much. They didn't stick with me as long as these other songs have. When I first went to California, I sang this song a lot, and I used to tell people it's why I left the Midwest, which is where I'm from. Oh, let's hear it for the Midwest. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nice place to visit. I wouldn't want to live there. I learned most of this off of a record by a young woman by the name of Judy Roderick, and I got the record out of the Cedar Rapids, Iowa Public Library. Anyhow, like I said, I used to sing it a whole lot, and then I forgot about it for a while, and recently I started singing it again, because I realized it's not only a good song for something that once happened to me, but a good song for the time. It's called Country Girl Blues. Oh, I sugar for sugar. Now I give salt for salt. You don't like it, babe, and I guess it's just your own goddamn fault. Oh, I used to think I needed you, just like the grass needs rain. Used to think I needed you, just like the grass needs the rain. But the grass don't need no dust storm, babe, and I don't guess I'll be seeing you again. Oh, up and count the days I'm gone. Last verse is the same as the first, so I'll sing it out. I was born in the country. You thought I was easy to rule. Born in the country. You thought I was easy to rule. Times are changing, babe. This country gal ain't Once in a while, I get tangled up in my own accoutrements here. I'd like to sing you a couple of songs that I put together myself. Ta-da! I hope it's picking up the instrument okay, is it? So far? Okay. Here's to you. It's a hot day, relatively. This is a song. I find that, you know, you write a song about something that you see happening around you or that happens to you. And this is a song that I wrote for, well, a lot of people. I saw this happening a lot around me. And in the interest of keeping things short, I'll just say that it comes from that old saying about behind every great man there is a woman. And it's dedicated to the proposition that, well, people are trying to change. I see that, you know, men and women both. And things would be helped out a whole lot better if both men and women would take responsibility for their own lives.
Long nights waiting for him.
time that I wasted, the love that I lost. Measure it, nobody can. I sold my birthright for a warm bed at night to be standing behind some man. Now the love of a man is a beautiful thing, a joy and a comfort so fine. But if the loving you crave just makes you a slave, you're selling yourself down the line. Each person must have their own work to do, each life its own special plan. And a woman is lost who pays the great cost to be standing behind some man. If you take a butterfly by the wing, you know it will nevermore fly. If my life must be some small captive thing, you know that I'd sooner die. Lovers may come and lovers may go, but I only have what I am. And I'd rather be lonesome and free than be standing behind some man. You know I'd rather be flying lonesome and free than be standing behind some man. And then I wrote. Oh, I have to mention that the people up there are selling sing-outs, and that song was in sing-out a few months back, which I'm really grateful for. Sing-out's really a good cause. We're going to do that play again tonight and run around with blankets in the audience and collect more money, so... Anyhow, sort of on that same subject, I wrote this song because I like to sing all those old country songs about how terrible it is when your current love affair falls apart. Because it really is terrible. It's miserable and nasty and awful. And it's also really terrible just to think that so many people are having so much trouble getting things together. And I think about that a lot when I sing this song. As the deceptively simple title of I'd Rather Not, dedicated to the proposition that life does go on after all. It's also got kind of a repeating part which you may or may not refer to as a chorus, but which you may certainly sing, particularly if you know it. I've heard people talk about the way they feel about their love. How time would stop and the world would end if they ever lost their love. Me, I do not feel that way. I know I'll live another day. I can live without your loving. Trouble is, I'd rather not. Now if you go, I'll try my best to smile and not to cry. Keep myself busy, give other loves a try. I might lose some sleep and walk the floor, but my life won't end when you walk out the door. I can live without your loving. Trouble is, I'd rather not. I'd rather not be without you. I'd rather not see us part. And I'd just as soon not have to nurse another broken heart. I can get along all right without you, though I'll often think about you. I can live without your loving. Trouble is, I'd rather not. I've tried so many ways to show the way I feel for you. And though my life is still my own, my love for you is true. If you go, I won't stand in your way, but I hope that you'll decide to stay. I can live without your loving. Trouble is, I'd rather not. Us part, and I'd just as soon not have to nurse another broken heart. Oh, I might lose a little sleep and walk the floor, but my life won't end when you walk out the door. I can live without your loving. Trouble is, I'd rather not. Thank you. I'd like to close up my little section here with one of my favorite all-time country songs and one of the prettiest singing choruses you ever want to hear or see. Or, wait a minute, hear or sing, that was supposed to be. He gets to you after a while. Now, I'd really like you to sing it with me. Contrary to the word I've been spreading all over the country, this song was not written by T. Texas Tyler, as I'd assumed, but he did make it popular and famous. I don't remember who it was that did write it. Doesn't matter too much. It's just really a good song for a lot of us. I want you to sing it so much I'm going to tell you the words before I sing it, so you won't have any excuse unless you're completely tone deaf, which there are very few. May I say. The words are, remember me when the candlelight's a-gleamin'. Remember me at the close of a long, long day. It'll be so sweet when all alone I'm dreamin', just to know that you still remember me. The sweetest songs belong to lovers in the gloamin'. The sweetest days are the days that used to be. The saddest words I ever heard were words of parting. When you said, sweetheart, remember me. Remember me when the candlelight's a-gleaming. Remember me at the close of a long, long day. It'll be so sweet when all alone I'm dreaming. Just know that you still remember me. Oh, once you promised me that you'd be mine forever, and I'd be yours for all eternity. But all these vows are broken now, and we can never be the same except in memory. Still remember me. A sweeter face may take my place when we're apart, dear. A different love, a love more bold and free. But in the end, fair weather friends may break your heart, dear. And when they do, sweetheart, remember me. But you still remember me. One more time, loud and clear. Remember me when the candlelight's a-gleamin'. Remember me at the close.
was Jim. And Eric asked Greg to come and sing for you.
Hi, really good evening, or morning, afternoon. Good God, it's been a long Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? Is it Wednesday?
It's Sunday, Chris.
Sunday. There's somebody running around in my image all through the campgrounds. I'd like to do a start off with a shanty to clear the carbon out of my tubes. And there are two great legendary figures as far as seamen are concerned. One is Mother Carey and the other is Stormalong. Both of them very well known to them. So I'd like to do a shanty now called Stormalong. It's part of a number of shanties. Oh, Stormy was a good old man. Tell me why you Stormalong. Oh, Stormy was a good old man. I Mr. Stormalong. Oh, you wish I was old Stormy's son. Tell me why you Stormalong. I'd build me a ship of 1,000 ton. Aye, Mr. Stormalong. I'd fill it with New England rum. Tell me why you Stormalong. And all me shellbacks they'd have some. Aye, Mr. Stormalong. We dug his grave with a silver spade. Tell me why you Stormalong. We laid him down with a golden chain. Aye, Mr. Stormalong. Oh, Stormy was a good old man. Tell me why you Stormalong. Oh, all the bosuns he was best. Aye, Mr. Stormalong.
Oh, God, these days, I'm telling you, I might usually come out when the sun about 10 o'clock in the evening. It's really something. This is a folksome ballad called Cruising Round Yarmouth. Maybe you know it, maybe you don't. But maybe we'll give you a hint to what it sounds like now. While cruising round Yarmouth one day for a spree, I met a young lady, the wind blowing free. I'm a fast-going clipper, me coin, sir, said she. I'm ready for cargo, me old is quite free, singing, fal-da-da-laddie, I'll fal-da-da-day. Fal-da-da-laddie, I'll fal-da-da-day. I gave her me rope and I took her in tow. From yardarm to yardarm together we towed. Oh, we towed all together through Trafalgar Bay. We towed all together through Trafalgar Bay, singing, fal-da-da-laddie, I'll fal-da-da-day. Fal-da-da-laddie, I'll fal-da-da-day. Well, just where she come from, I know not where, but from her complexion, I thought she was Dutch. Her flag wore its colors, her masthead was low, she was bluff at the corner and round at the bow, singing, fal-da-da-laddie, I'll fal-da-da-day, fal-da-da-laddie, I'll fal-da-da-day. Well, she took me upstairs in her topsails and all, and a neat little parlour she soon had me mould. Oh, we laid all together in the staysails and all, with a lily white and round me refangled all, singing, fal-da-da-laddie, I'll fal-da-da-day, fal-da-da-laddie, I'll fal-da-da-day.
Well, I says, pretty maiden, it's time to give o'er. Betwixt wind and weather, ye run me ashore. And my shot locker's empty, my powder's all spent. Why can I fire a shot, cause it's choked to the vent, singing, fal-der-a-la-dee, I'll fal-der-a-la-dee, fal-der-a-la-dee, I'll fal-der-a-la-dee. Well, there's luck to the girl with the black curly locks. There's luck to the girl that runs Jack on the rocks. Here's luck to the doctor that cured him of his pain. His yard arms repaired, he's a-cruising again, singing, fal-der-a-la-dee, I'll fal-der-a-la-dee, fal-der-a-la-dee, I'll fal-der-a-la-dee.
Oh, I'm God. The original Lantern Goon shows.
This next song is a song called A Sailor's Dream. It's also called Lady Franklin's Lament. And I think if we put it on the record is Franklin's Crew. And it's briefly about a tragedy that happened. It's a broadside, I believe. Happened in 1845, Lord Franklin and two ships set out to find a passage to the northeast, to the North Pole, somewhere. Anyway, they ended up, the ships got caught in Baffin's Bay, where they froze, and the crews, in attempting to get to land, also perished. And they weren't found for years later. And this song, basically, as far as time, it's the Colcord version, was before the boys had been found. It's called The Sailor's Dream, or Lady Franklin's Lament. While homeward bound across the deep, I swung in my hammock and I fell asleep. Oh, I dream these lines which I think are true, concerning Franklin and his brave crew. And as we neared old England's shore, I saw a lady in deep deplore. She cried aloud and she seemed to say, "Alas, me Franklin is far away." "'Tis a long time now since those ships of fame, so have my long lost Franklin across the main. On 100 seamen we're carried out to search a Norway's passage out. To find a passage through the North Pole, where the winds do rage and wild waters roll. 'Tis more than a mortal man can do, with hearts undaunted and a courage true. They sail east and they sail west, up Greenland's coast, which they knew best. Against hardships have they finally strove, and mountains of ice, oh, their ships drove. Captain Osborne, a Scarberry town, Granville and Parry, a world renowned. on Captain Ross and many more are still searching that Arctic shore. In Baffin's Bay, where the right whale blows, or the fate of Franklin nobody knows, which causes many to weep and mourn while praying for their safe return. While homeward bound across the deep, oh, I swung in my hammock and I fell asleep. Oh, I dreamed these lines, which I think are true, concerning Franklin and his brave crew. Song. It's not exactly a sea song, but it was sung on the ships, sung by especially by the Irish seamen. I first heard it done by Seamus Ennis, and then I've since heard it done by people like Nick Jones and D.W. Wrigley, interesting fellow, and Finbar Fury. It's called The Bonnie Bunch of Roses, though. By the borders of the ocean, on a morning in the month of June, for to hear them warlike songsters, their cheerful notes and a sweetly tune, 'twas there I espied a young female who seemed to be in grief and woe, conversing with young Bonaparte concerning the bonny bunch of roses, oh. Then up steps young Bonaparte, and he takes his mother by the hand, saying, "Mother dear, be patient until I am able to command. Then I'll take an army, and against tremendous dangers I'll go. And in spite of all the universe, I'll conquer the bonny bunch of roses, oh." The first time I seen young Bonaparte, down on his bended knee fell he, he egged the pardon of his father, who granted it most mournfully, saying, "Son, I'll take an army, and across the frozen Alps I'll go, and then I'll conquer Moscow, and return for the bonny bunch of roses, oh." And then he took 500,000 men, with kings enough to bar his terrain. He was so well provided for, that he could rule this world alone. But when he came to Moscow, he was overpowered by the driving snow. And when Moscow was a-blazing, I lost to the bonny bunch of roses, oh. As sand in a speck so venturesome, for in England are the hearts of oak, there is England, Ireland, Scotland, and their unity was never broke. And pray think of thy father, in a Saint Helena his body lies low, and soon ye must follow after him. So beware the bonny bunch of roses, go. Adieu, dear May, dearest mother. For now I lie on me dying band, and if I'd a lived, I'd have been clever. But now I hang on me youthful hand, and now I'll stop bodies lie mouldering under weeping willows, or our bodies do grow. The feats of great Napoleon, I will stain a them bonny bunches.